Hey, on today's Quick Tip Tuesday, I wanted to share a little tip I discovered this past week about helping my daughter feel more loved. I talked yesterday on the podcast about a new resource called the Thriving Life Journal, helping you live a more fulfilling life. And in that journal, one of the tools that we use is an assessment. It's a way for you to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how you view different areas of your life or your home atmosphere, your homeschool. It's a way for you to assess the current situation. And then you look at, where do you want to be? And the reflection questions help you to move from where you are to where you want to be so that you can close that gap. If you have not downloaded your copy yet, you can get that at triumphantlearning.com/thriving-life-journal. But I wanted to tell you today about how I use that in real life. So beyond just using it as a way to live a more fulfilling life, and I shouldn't say just because that is huge, but to use it throughout your days, I was talking with my daughter, my oldest, who is 18. And, you know, sometimes it can be hard to get them to open up to you. You're not really sure what's going on in their minds. They don't just start jabbering like they did when they were younger. So we were having a conversation and she was about to leave for her dual enrollment classes. And I looked at her and I said, "Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how loved do you feel today?" She said, "About a 7. I said, "That's pretty good, but what would make it an 8? She thought a minute and she told me several things, which were super simple. She wanted a hug and she wanted to hear some words of affirmation because that is one of her love languages. Both of those I could easily do. And it was a way for me to know where is she right now? How does she feel loved right now? And how can I take a step to move us just a little higher on that scale?" And for her, I asked her what she thought about doing that because I hadn't done that before. And she said, "You know, it really made me feel good. I got to think about it and tell you what I wanted to help me feel better." So using that concept could be a way for you to assess where you are. Now, I will tell you, there are days she does not feel at a number 7 loved. So don't think that that is the norm around here. My goal is that most days she will feel very loved. But there are days that we're both frustrated or that she doesn't like the way that we have had to discipline her or, you know, whatever's going on. The number might be much lower. I can still use the scale in those moments, though, of, "I bet you're not very high on the love scale. How are you feeling right now?" And we can use that as a way to open communication and to have conversation, a way for them to be honest with us and tell us where they are feeling, what's going on. So I hope that you'll find a way that you might be able to use this throughout your week and as a way to connect with your kids. Until next time, have a triumphant day. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.